Superhuman Radio will start in just a moment, but Elisa and I wanted to tell you about something we're really excited about.
One of the top requests we get every month is to do a show about eating the superhuman way on a budget. So many people say it's just impossible, but now we have the answer.
We can now tell you to shop at ThriveMarket.com for all your favorite products, whether it's organic, paleo, raw, vegan, non-GMO, or any other natural products. You'll find them all at ThriveMarket.com.
ThriveMarket.com has over 3,000 healthy products at 25 to 50% off retail. Go to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio and get 2 months free membership and 15% off your first order.
Take advantage of this outstanding offer. Thanks to ThriveMarket.com, eating like a superhuman has never been cheaper.
Less expensive.
Cheaper.
Carl, it's less expensive.
Okay, less expensive. Get over to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio today and start saving big time. Never pay retail again.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another live episode of Superhuman Radio. There's no better way to start the new year off than to have the guidance and advice of somebody who knows how to get it done, how to get your body into fantastic shape, and also merges that with eating healthy. Dr. Jeff Galini is going to be on with Science for Humans. We're going to talk about how to jumpstart your 2016 diet plan with him. And then later in the show, we're going to be joined by our news director, Alex Leaf, to talk about if water really does improve and increase metabolic rate and add to body fat loss. This is something that seems to be part of the bro science, landscape out there. But we're going to find out if it's really true, because Alex has some fantastic information about that. So first, let's start off with theme music.
This is Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini.
And then I will introduce our secret Santa, Dr. Jeff Galini. How you doing? Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year to you.
So you have received the nickname of Dr. Santa on the internet, because all I see is people posting packages of stuff that they got over the holiday from you.
When people would call and ask for samples and stuff, I would say, well, keep an eye out for Santa FedEx, and of course people would come back and go, oh, Doc Santa, look at what I got from the doc.
Boxes of stuff. I mean, it's ridiculous. Yeah. It's like, you must be chuckling to yourself, because you got to be thinking to yourself, oh, wait until this person sees this, you know?
Oh, and you know, I always try to, I think it started with just a couple things, and then I always wanted to outdo myself. You know, I mean, the whole thing is, when somebody asks for a sample, you know, you think you're going to get one thing, and when you get a whole box of stuff, I just know the person is just excited, because I would be excited if I asked for a sample and got shakers and towels.
Think about it. People travel all the way to Columbus, Ohio every year to walk around the floor of the Arnold Classic and gather bags of goodies. They go there. They pay to stay in a hotel. They drop hundreds and hundreds of dollars to get free stuff. And here they ask for it on the show, and you send them boxes of stuff. It's unbelievable.
And you know what? I have something special coming up for the Arnold. I'm going to have the virtual tour. So if you can't make it out there, you're going to contact me.
Yeah, there you go. That's a great idea. That's awesome.
I'm going to give you a bag of stuff like you don't know.
Like you showed up at the Arnold. There you go.
Yep.
And with that, obviously, it's the new year. People are rededicating themselves to their physical culture goals and their diet goals. And obviously, getting some direction from somebody like you is critical. A lot of people have gained some weight during the holidays. Ironically, Elisa lost 2 pounds.
Wow.
I stayed the same. But we have so many friends that have told me they gained 10 flipping pounds. I'm like, how can you gain 10 pounds that fast? But there's people out there who have.
They have. And, you know, I mean, I was saying it before the holiday started. Don't worry about it. I mean, you and I come from, a background where holidays was food.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all you do. And, you know, when you were out here, I showed you, I had Ray Ray's Bakery make me a big old pumpkin pie, and I ate the whole thing.
But it was gluten-free.
It was gluten-free, okay. Yes, and I stay gluten-free. This Christmas, I didn't get much help during Thanksgiving, but this Christmas, at our Christmas party, they incorporated some gluten-free stuff, and actually a couple of my friends brought me some gluten-free pastries and bakery, and I ate the whole thing. So, like I said, don't worry about it. You know, I mean, you need to enjoy foods. If you're like me and there are certain things that you enjoy, eat them. They should be part of your diet, but moderations. And that's kind of what I want to talk about here is you got to remember if you gain 10 pounds during the holiday, it probably your holiday started, 8 weeks ago.
Right.
Most people start well before Thanksgiving. So you're not going to go into the gym and in 1 or 2 days lose the 10 pounds. It's going to take you about 8 weeks to lose it. So whatever it took you to gain that, you lose it.
How much of that 10 pounds you think is just fluid retention from carbohydrates and pro-inflammatory foods that you don't normally eat, like lots of grains and stuff like that?
You know, I think a lot of it,
because could you really manufacture 10 pounds of fat in a month?
You'd have to eat an extraordinary amount of food. I think a lot of it is just, you know, water retention. And, you know, when you eat foods that you normally don't eat, your gut, I mean, it just goes through this wacky thing and people are bloated. I mean, you know, your body isn't used to handling those things. Similar to what a bodybuilder would experience, you know, after being on a diet
they start
eating.
I know. They boomerang.
Yeah, you can gain, you know, 20 pounds in 3 days. I mean, it's just that your body holds on to all this fluid, salt. So I think that a lot of it is just water weight. So the first bit of advice is if you have any cookies, pies, candy left over, put it in the freezer. Put it in the freezer,
okay,
man, and
okay.
Save it for your cheat day. But, or throw it out. But if it's gluten-free, save it. But anyhow, get back on a good eating schedule, you know. And when we talk about diet, you know, we don't want that to be something you do. That should be your lifestyle. You know, what you consume is your diet. Not a bad word. I have to go on a diet. Mm-hmm. I really hate hearing people say, oh, I need to go on a diet. And I go, well, what do you mean go on a diet? Oh, well, you know, I'm going to do, you know, Weight Watchers or I'm going to do this. And it's always something stupid. And it lasts for what, Carl? A day, two, a week?
If that. Maybe they get through February, right? Because it's not realistic what they usually choose to do. It's usually too extreme.
Yeah, my gym is so packed, as most gyms are, because everybody is going to go on a diet. They're going to join the gym. And I watch people get on the treadmill I didn't even have the treadmill. My treadmill turned on last night, and they were done already? I'm like, that was like 1 minute? What the heck was that? You know, I'm only burning so many calories according to this. But anyhow, get back on a healthy eating schedule and don't worry about it. You know, you gain the weight. There's nothing you can do about it. But what you don't want to do is go, oh, I gained the weight. Oh, well, let me continue on. And now 10 turns into 20, 30, 40 pounds. That's where you're going to run into your troubles. So again, you know, get rid of the junk. Freeze it if you're like me, save it for another time, or throw it out. I mean, it's done. You enjoyed yourself. You should have had your last big dose December 31st, and come the first, boom, you know. Control the amount of fats is my first recommendation. And
really?
I'm talking about the bad fats.
Right.
You know, the excess amount of butter, oils, fried foods, you know, things that are just not flat out not healthy for you. You know,
right.
Bring those fats down. Take a look at your carbohydrates. I'm not a fan of, you know, going low carbs or doing something crazy. I'm saying, hey, this is what you need to sustain life. So you need to have a good amount of carbohydrates in your diet. And then look at your protein sources. You know, get on some lean protein sources. You know, stay away from the McDonald's, you know, Big Macs and the fried fish sandwiches. You know, get on some good lean cuts. And that doesn't mean that, you know, you can't have beef, but go for some of the leaner cuts. And if you are someone who counts your calories, that's a good thing to do. If you don't count your calories, again, you know, moderations. You don't need to go through the buffet 4 times to get your money's worth. You know, just eat smaller amounts of food. And just that alone, you know, you will start to metabolize that and you'll start to burn off that body fat that you put on.
How much should someone plan on losing? This is a big area, an important area, because if you start out with unrealistic expectations, you're going to fail, and you're going to fail quickly, and you're actually going to probably just go, oh, the heck with it. I'm just going to eat anything I want. And quite frankly, the diet industry creates these unrealistic expectations. When people see somebody for a commercial on TV that says, I lost, 50 pounds in 3 weeks, you can too with, new blanca blank, new. How much should somebody really look forward to losing if you're looking at healthy weight loss?
You know, the first thing I think is everyone should throw their scales out. I mean, the scale is such a deceiving measurement, because if you are training, you could be swapping weight. You could be putting on muscle and losing body fat. But if you aren't dropping the scale, you freak out. But I think if you're going to use the scale, a half a pound a week.
Really?
If you can do a pound a week, again, don't try to go for a pound a day. You just can't do that.
There are people who really think that that's realistic, that you should lose a pound a day. If you're losing a pound a day, you're not just losing body fat, you're losing muscle. And muscle is metabolic currency. It's what burns calories.
Well, and too many people, Carl, they get tied up with that scale. So now they get on the scale in the morning and it isn't what they want. So they're going to wait a little bit later. They're not going to eat. They're not going to drink. And then they're going to get back on. Oh, good. Now I'm where I wanted. And then this is what causes, dehydration and anorexia. I mean, the scale is nasty. You should use your mirror and your clothes.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a guy and you have to go up one belt notch, okay, you gain some weight. You want to get that notch down. If you're a lady and you have to go up another size, that tells you you better lose some weight so that you can fit into those clothes that you had. And I think that's more realistic than, getting caught up with that whole scale thing.
Women are the worst offenders when it comes to this. They get on the scale, they see a number they don't like, and they go, I'm not eating today. When in fact, if they're training hard, it could be muscle.
Oh, and I heard, this was last night too. This gal says, I don't know what's going on. I gained weight over the holidays. I weighed myself this morning and I weighed 150. And then I just got on the scale now and I'm 160. How could I gain 10 pounds in a day?
Yeah, you probably had a really big meal.
Yeah, or, some Chinese, some salt.
Fluid.
The night before, the day before, she didn't drink because she's using the scale. And I basically said the same thing, honey, get rid of that scale. You gain some weight. Okay, not a problem. What are you going to do? Are you going to exercise? Yeah, I'm going to go do this class. Well, do some cardio. Oh, no, I don't have time. Well, then you're not going to lose weight. You got to put a little bit of effort into it.
And I know we're going to talk about exercises later, but what are your opinions of people who just do exclusively cardio for weight loss?
I think it's great. If you don't want to change your diet, I'm kind of old school, 3,500 calories to gain or lose a pound. So if you want to go out and expend those calories and eat a crappy diet, you will lose weight. That's not healthy.
Right.
But you definitely want to incorporate cardio. First of all, myth, cardio burns muscle. It does not.
Mm.
Not eating protein burns muscle. As long as you are getting enough protein in, and enough carbohydrates, you're not going to burn muscle. You're just going to get your metabolic rate up. Anything less than 20 minutes is a waste of time, because it takes about 15 to 20 minutes just to get your heart rate up to where you're going to start metabolizing.
Mm-hmm.
So I always say, a minimum 30 minutes. If you can do that every day, but realistically, that's hard for people. So, if you incorporated 30 minutes 3 to 4 times a day, that's going to help you achieve that, possibly half a pound to pound a week.
Was there this idea back in the day when you were in Venice Beach with all of these pros? And we just did a great show with Randy Roach the other day talking about the 1980-1981 Olympia with Arnold coming back and all that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
When you were there at that time, was this notion of fasted cardio first thing in the morning on an empty stomach was better than doing cardio after a meal?
Not really. I didn't hear much, guys, when I first went out there, talk about it. Because in California, the weather was great. Everybody was out walking, or, they would have a bike. I took it upon myself to get a stationary bike at home. But because the time is limited, Carl, I would literally be on the bike riding, eating my meal.
Really?
So to me, it didn't matter because it wasn't what you were burning at that time. It was the fact that you're getting your metabolic rate up and what happens over the next couple hours. Now, I think later on, as time went on, people were starting to talk about it, but I never saw anybody who, you know, like they did more in the 2000s, you know, where, hey, you should do cardio on an empty stomach and then the last thing before the day. We just did it whenever we had time during the day.
Now, we're going to take a break, but you have something exciting to give away today, right?
I do. I got
we're not going to say what it is yet. We're not going to say what it is yet, but you're going to say it in the next segment, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so for those who really want to jumpstart their fat loss and their muscle gains for 2016, you're going to want to listen really, really hard when we come back with more Science for Humans.
How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym?
You will now,
thanks to this free book by EFX Sports.
The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise With Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in 2 great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dyes. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to Science for Humans. Later in the show, we're going to be talking about whether or not drinking a lot of water increases metabolic rate and actually affects burning fat, which has been one of those brotelligent myths that have traveled around forever and ever. We're going to get to the bottom of that with my news director, Alex Leaf. Right now, we're talking with my co-host, Dr. Jeff Galini. This is Science for Humans. We're talking about jump-starting progress for 2016, making the right moves are critical right now. Critical to whether or not you stick to it, critical to whether or not you see progress that inspires you to work harder, or whether or not you see zero progress, become disenchanted and decide to eat yourself into the rabbit hole. So, Dr. Jeff, before we tell people about the secret surprise that you're going to be giving away to people to help them, how important is eating healthy? You know, there are a lot of bodybuilders out there who consume high amounts of what I consider questionable ingredients, aspartame, for instance, things like that. You know, because as far as they're concerned, as long as their body is transforming and they're getting leaner, they really don't care what's going on with their liver, their kidneys, or their internal organs. But does paying more attention to what is healthy play a role in overall, obviously, reaching your goals, but being able to sustain your goals long term?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, that was one of the bad things when I was bodybuilding because, you know, you started it because you wanted to be healthy, but then your goals changed. It was about how you looked. And we went on those diets. You know, I never drank a whole lot of soda, and I started drinking soda pop, you know, and aspartame.
Diet soda.
And I mean, I can't tell you how many a day I would drink because that would take care of my craving because, again, we lowered our carbohydrate intake. And, you know, the rest of the stuff, it's not a very healthy sport. But, you know, yes, you need to realize you've only got one body. It isn't like a car where you can trade in, you can go and get some new parts. You know, some things are irreversible. You know, if you put on a whole lot of weight and then you start to lose it, and I'm talking about, you know, people who lose 100 pounds, you've got, you know, saggy skin that's never going to come back.
Right.
But, you know, you only got one heart, one kidney, one liver. And, you know, when you get some type of damage there, it's irreversible, let alone, you know, moving into type 2 diabetes or something, which is all preventable. So I think if you want to live longer and enjoy a healthier life, then you've got to get on a good eating plan. You know, you've got to live healthier. And that's kind of what we talked about all last year, you know, was different types of foods and vitamins and minerals and things that, you know, help people eat to a healthier life.
And wouldn't you say, to sum it up, if somebody said, because there's not enough time to cover in this show what eating healthy is on a food by food basis. But wouldn't you agree that if you look to an ancestral type diet, if you look to a paleo type diet, if you look to one of these diets of what is considered whole foods, shopping the perimeter of your grocery store, cooking your meals instead of cracking open a package and putting it in the microwave, that in and of itself will allow you to eat healthier in general?
Absolutely. And you know, you hit the nail right on the head. Cook your foods. I know a lot of people have expressed to me, man, I can't afford buying organics. Yeah, they're expensive, but that's, you know, that's a level, that's a commitment that you need to take. But if you start cooking your own foods, bringing your lunch from home and get rid of the processed, that alone is going to probably add 20 years to your life. I mean, you know.
I met a woman over the holidays at a holiday party who sought me out because she heard I was at the party. Elisa was with me. She started telling me about all of these ailments she has. Most of them are related to autoimmune disorders. So we started talking, and I said, you know, you need to eliminate this, you need to eliminate that. And when I said, you know, when you're cooking your food, she goes, well, I don't cook. I looked at her and I says, nothing? Goes, no, she's an attorney. You know, she's a very powerful attorney. She says, no, I've never cooked. I said, so what do you eat every day? She goes, well, I go to this restaurant for breakfast. I go to that restaurant for lunch. And then I usually go to that restaurant for dinner. And I said, okay, you got to make a decision. How important is it for you to live a long, healthy life, devoid of disease? And if it's not, then just keep doing what you're doing. I was real blunt with her. In fact, Elisa said to me after she walked away, I think you turned her off. I says, I'm glad I turned her off. I'm tired of these people who want me to tell them, yeah, just keep doing what you're doing and take this pill.
No, and the same with, don't tell me, oh, I can't do that. I can't give up that. You know, you can. I mean, it's a matter of what do you want to achieve? You know, if you want to look like you're 80 years old when you're 30, then continue down that path. I mean, don't put oil in your car and watch what happens.
Yeah, right.
I mean, cigarettes, smoke if you want to get cancer. Right. I mean, you know.
Right. Think about the endpoints of your behavior. Okay, so most people start out an exercise routine the beginning of the year, and in my humble opinion, they become way too aggressive, way too much exercise because they just want this to happen so quickly, and it doesn't happen quickly. So what exercises and how much should someone be doing if they are going to look to change their body, lose that half a pound of healthy weight a week, and end up someplace where they're happy with how they look and how they feel?
You know, if you're a newbie and you're just coming into the gym for New Year's resolution, go 3 days a week. Like you said, they come in and they go 7 days and they're on the treadmill for 4 hours
they're
and
injured.
You don't see them the rest of the year. You're going to burn yourself out.
Yeah.
You know, weightlifting, exercising should be enjoyable. It should be something you look forward to do. So Monday, Wednesday, Friday, pick 3 days. You shouldn't be in there more than an hour. You should be able to get a half hour worth of cardio and a half hour worth of weight training. And it doesn't really matter what weights and what exercises. Don't come in and just do all abs thinking that that's how you're going to get rid of fat. Just pick a good, an array of exercises that work different parts of the body. Enjoy it. Move at a fast pace. Get on a healthy plan, you know, eating plan.
So what are you giving away now that's going to help some lucky people in the audience jumpstart their progress?
So one of the problems is again, that whole jumpstart. You know, if people can have some way of getting ahead in the first week or two, then that motivates them, getting encouraged. And one of the ways doing it is with something that I developed years ago, and I came up with the thermogenic name, was something that helped to increase your metabolic rate. Now, again, you don't take this pill. It's not a miracle. You sit on the couch and eat what you want. But what it does is it helps increase your heart rate, your metabolic rate, so that you will metabolize body fat, creates heat, and helps to decrease your appetite. It's called Lean Fix. And the retail is $29.99, which is a great retail for a month's supply. But I'm going to let it go for less than cost at $5 a bottle, plus a little bit of shipping. And that basically covers our cost to pull it out of the house and get it in the box off to you. But I want to help you just start your new year and help you to reach your goals. And I really believe that, you know, something like this will help you, you know, kick it in to start to lose some weight.
So let's go over this. It's Lean Fix. You're offering it at $5 a bottle plus shipping. It's normally almost $29.99 a bottle. And people can get it how? They go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ask the Scientist banner ad at the bottom right hand side and ask you for the Lean Fix offer.
They can do that, or you can go right to aaefx.com.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll find under products Lean Fix, and I'm going to give you the code here. It's Lean, L-E-A-N, 2016. That will give you that discount, and it's probably going to be good for, you know, a couple weeks. We'll let you know how long it's good for. But again, you want to go ahead and take advantage of it. It's almost free. You can't get much better than that, but it will help you kind of jumpstart your day. And you never know what else you might get in the box, too.
Yeah, right, exactly. You may get a surprise in there. Okay, so the best bet is to go to aaefx.com, find Lean Fix, go ahead and place the order, use the coupon code LEAN, L-E-A-N, 2016, and you'll get it for $5 a bottle plus whatever the appropriate shipping is to you.
That's it, and I got plenty sitting. And always remember, you can go to Ask the Scientist at superhumanradio.com. I love answering your questions. If you don't get enough of me once a week, you can follow me, Dr. Jeff Galini, on Facebook. Lots of fun stuff always goes on there.
And in fact, we're going to be answering a question for John Laverne of California on Next Science for Humans. He's talking to us about, he wants to know what Dr. Jeff's take is on prostate health. This should interest all guys. Whether you're young or old, you got a prostate, you got to take care of it. That's the
Amen.
Deal. Dr. Jeff, it's going to be a great 2016 between you and I. We've got lots of great ventures I'm so excited about. I'm hoping that this year I'll be able to get myself a little condo in Montana and you and I will be able to spend more time together.
Absolutely. Well, I got to go check out my Hot Topic and make sure it's cooking my meal good, man.
Yeah. Thanks. I've got codfish with mushrooms, lemon and butter today. What do you got?
I got some tuna with some potatoes and asparagus.
Hot logic. It's a great thing, isn't it?
Woo. Yes, it is.
All right, brother. Talk to you soon.
Thanks. Take care.
All right, so we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be joined by Alex Leek, my news director, to talk about whether or not drinking a lot of water actually improves or increases metabolic rate and will lead to more body fat loss. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO healthy deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth. It dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance-enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles. And another, the overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used. Visit Coach Rob Regis .com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. The spin doctors, weren't the spin doctors from Washington State, Alex?
I have no idea.
Okay. Not your area of expertise. Of course,
yeah.
Alex Leaf is the Superhuman Radio news director, blogger, and he has done a lot of research into lots of different things that people are interested in all the time. Happy New Year to you, Alex, of course.
Happy New Year.
And you recently wrote a blog, which was really interesting to me, because when I first started my journey into physical culture, gosh, I don't know now how many years ago, 18 years ago, I was always told that you had to drink a gallon of water a day for a couple reasons. Number one, you're eating a high-protein diet, so you need to allow your kidneys to flush out and work properly. Number two, to keep hydrated, but more importantly, number three, that the more water you drink, the more fat you burn, because your body is constantly working to process the water, i.e., it increases metabolic rate, which we know, you know, fat burners are supposed to do. So drinking water would improve metabolic rate. So you wrote a blog recently about this. What did you discover?
That it's not true.
That's
not
it. It's not true at all, huh? I mean, does the body suffer any type of energy expenditure from processing water?
Yeah. I shouldn't say it's not true. What this study that I wrote about most recently found that the maximum increase in metabolic rate that was found from drinking water was 2.4% of resting energy expenditure. The issue, though, is that this effect wasn't owed to the water per se, because the researchers had a control group also do this test where instead of drinking water, they just held the glass up to their lips and pretended to drink, and they experienced a 1.5% increase that was statistically significant. And there was no difference between the sham drink and the water group.
So that means that the body prepared for the water by kind of bumping up metabolism slightly.
Yeah. It was the researchers called it a psychobiological response, where it was just you anticipate drinking water, so some things started to go on, and that led to an increase in metabolism. But the water itself had no effect.
Wow, that is so cool. That's amazing. So the notion that, I mean, there are some athletes, bodybuilders out there, who actually increase their water consumption up to 2 gallons a day, which means to me that they're drinking water constantly, because you can't really drink water during a meal. It blunts the digestive process, so you have to drink water in between meals. 2 gallons a day is an unusually large amount of water. They're not getting any beneficial thermogenesis from that.
Yeah, one of the cool things that the researchers of this study did is they aggregated the data from a lot of other studies that investigated this issue, because the reason they set out to test the thermogenic effect of water to begin with was because there was one study from 2003 done by a group of researchers that showed that drinking just a half liter of water increased metabolic rate by 30%. And, I mean, if it could increase metabolism by that much, then, you know, there's an it's really hard to believe. So these researchers wanted to revisit this issue. And what they found is that when you look at all the studies that I've looked at that have conducted this research, the amount of water that they used ranged from 280 to 750 milliliters, which is about 1 to 3 cups.
Right.
And the absolute change in energy expenditure in each of those studies was less than 5 kilocalories.
Nothing. So how did this one study arrive at this 30% mark?
It came down to a methodological issue. So the researchers from the other study used a metabolic ward to conduct their study, but they did it in one day. And the issue with the metabolic ward is that it takes time to stabilize all the gas inside, which is why you always tend to have people come in like the day before and spend the night overnight inside it. But these researchers just stuck them inside and then had them drink water. And the
thermic effect that they experienced could have had something to do with what they did before they went into the metabolic ward.
Exactly, exactly. Whereas the current study didn't even let the participants walk to the research center. They all were required to drive and be as sedentary as possible. And then when they got there, they sat down in a chair for 3 hours with a ventilated hood over their head. That was only removed for 2 minutes while they drank the water or pretended to drink the water. And then they just continued to sit there while their respiratory exchange was being measured.
Okay, so I want to take a break. And when we come back, I'd like to talk about the value of hydration in general. Is it overhyped, especially if you're consuming foods that supposedly have some water content in them, like carbohydrates? Do you really need to be drinking the water? We're talking with Alex Leaf. If you want to read the entire article, you can go to superhumanradio.com and look on the right-hand side for his blog. And all of his blogs are very insightful. Every Sunday he does a science roundup about a variety of different topics. Very, very cool stuff. Check it out on our website, superhumanradio.com. We'll be right back.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Superhuman Radio will start in just a moment, but Elisa and I wanted to tell you about something we're really excited about.
One of the top requests we get every month is to do a show about eating the superhuman way on a budget. So many people say it's just impossible, but now we have the answer.
We can now tell you to shop at ThriveMarket.com for all your favorite products, whether it's organic, paleo, raw, vegan, non-GMO, or any other natural products. You'll find them all at ThriveMarket.com.
ThriveMarket.com has over 3,000 healthy products at 25 to 50% off retail. Go to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio and get 2 months free membership and 15% off your first order.
Take advantage of this outstanding offer. Thanks to ThriveMarket.com, eating like a superhuman has never been cheaper.
Less expensive.
Cheaper.
Carl, it's less expensive.
Okay, less expensive. Get over to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio today and start saving big time. Never pay retail again.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LiveOnLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing.
That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
For the best in real world, no nonsense, result producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle Bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
DJ ready, dance floor ready, everybody ready, let's go!
Welcome back. So, we're talking with Alex Leaf. He is the news director here at Superhuman Radio. Manages the blogs, writes blogs, great articles that he releases as well. And so we're talking about this myth that drinking a lot of water will help you burn body fat. It won't. It may actually be even bad for you, quite frankly, because it could disrupt electrolyte levels. We know that this could cause lots of different challenges physiologically. What do you think about hydration? You know, we've done shows in the past few years where we've had people come on and talk about runners who overhydrate and actually hurt themselves. Because when you're running for long periods of time, the body starts to sequester fluids. A blockade occurs in the kidneys. And so you become so oversaturated with fluids that you have these electrolyte imbalances that can actually harm and even kill some athletes. But yet we see this constant reminder that, oh, stay hydrated, drink a lot of water, drink a lot of water. You think that that's oversold, Alex?
I'm not really sure. I spent 10 years in the sport of wrestling. So for me, hydration was, it was a tool. When I would have my 3 to 4 hour long wrestling practices, there would be several huge jugs of water on the side for us to have drinks, but we never really gorged ourselves on water. It would be like a small little cup, like maybe a half cup of water every 20 minutes or so would be all that we needed. And then of course when we needed to make weight, it was still back in the time when our coaches promoted spitting and working out in like 50 layers so that you sweat everything out to lose massive amounts of water weight. So I mean, I do think hydration is definitely important. There is plenty of literature showing that even modest dehydration reduces athletic performance and can have harmful health effects. But I don't think that people need to go out of their way to consume water to prevent dehydration, because water is abundant in all the food we eat. I mean, I just looked up potato and sweet potato, and both of them are over 3/4 water
right
by weight. So, I mean, when you just think about the amount of water that you get from the food in your diet, as well as from other non-pure water beverages like coffee, it really adds up. And I think people just don't need to go out of their way to consume a ton of water, and carrying a gallon jug around with you is probably unnecessary.
But it looks so cool. It shows that people, that I am dedicated and I am a weightlifter.
Yeah, it lets you do bicep curls whenever you want.
Yeah, there you go. I tend to agree with you. I consume about a half gallon to 3/4 gallon of water a day without thinking about it. In other words, I don't have to say to myself, oh, I have to drink water again. And I do that every day, day in and day out, without any real effort. And I find that it works well for me. I drink water in between meals. I don't drink water with meals. I mean, I may wash a little something down if it's dry with a mouthful of water, but I don't drink a large amount of water with the meal, because I want that meal to digest quickly and move on so that I can eat again in a few hours. And to me, I feel like, okay, and I did this experiment about a year and a half ago. I've always bought 1 gallon jugs of water because it's cheaper. And then I started filling up my 1 gallon jugs of water with the water from our filter. And at the end of the night, like clockwork, I would have about 1/3 to 1/4 of that gallon left. And I try to stop drinking water by 6:30 the latest, because I don't want to wake up in the middle of the night and urinate 4 or 5 times. I don't want that to disrupt my sleep. And I find that I function very well. I'm very strong in the gym. I don't have any of the signs of dehydration. And more importantly, I don't hold any water at all. Now, for me to do it 1 gallon a day, I could do it. I would just have to remind myself to drink a couple times, because I generally take 10 big gulps of water. And I assume that's about 10 ounces, but it's probably a little bit more than that. So I could hit that gallon easily. But I kind of think that people need to find their own level of water based on how often they become thirsty. What do you think of that?
No, yeah, I totally agree. Drink when you're thirsty, even when you're hungry, actually, because a lot of times hunger is thirst, but people choose to eat their salty snacks that only make the situation worse,
mm-hmm.
Rather than drink anything. But yeah, just kind of find your own plan that works for you. For me, I will drink a ton of coffee in the morning, because I love coffee and the caffeine doesn't do anything for me. So I'll typically consume about 1/2 gallon of water in the morning before I go work out, just because I'm in a fasted state and, it feels good. But I don't drink any water after I finish working out and I eat my first meal. From that point until dinner, I don't drink any water. I just get water through food. And then after I eat dinner, I will typically have some warm, or not warm, but hot ginger tea or some other type of herbal tea.
Right.
To help me relax to go to bed. And it works really well for me, and especially because I eat a relatively high carbohydrate diet. I found that limiting my fluid intake when I'm eating food really helps to help me not bloat and keep my skin a lot more tight.
Right.
So, yeah.
Did you happen to see the picture I posted the other day of my glucometer reading first thing in the morning?
No, I did not.
So I posted a picture on Facebook. I didn't tag you in it, and that's probably why you didn't notice it. I posted a picture on Facebook day before yesterday morning, I guess it was. I think it was. And maybe I'm wrong. But anyway, it was either yesterday morning or the day before. And it's a picture of a glucometer reading. You know, I check my blood sugar in the morning periodically just to make sure that things are still functioning properly. And I've said on this show that my blood sugar is regularly 62 to 76 in the morning, fasted. And this particular morning it was 65, and I went in and I trained fasted. Had my first meal after I trained, which is what I do. I'm kind of like you in that area. I find that I train better when I'm fasted. And I had one guy post some comments on there saying that this was dangerous. I'm aging myself faster. Why am I training fasted? And more importantly, that low blood sugar like that is indicative of someone who's going to have a stroke. And he posted a study done on a Korean population, an epidemiological study, showing that there's a bell curve for high glucose and low glucose levels and a linkage to cardiovascular diseases and stroke. And I came back and said, you know, epidemiological studies really are not conclusive of anything. And also there's a very big difference between pathological and physiological changes in the body. And I would submit that my low blood sugar is physiological as a result of my heightened insulin sensitivity, that I can function very well with very low glucose, and my body probably produces ketones easily now because I've been, you know, fasting for how many years now. Of which he told me that I was crazy, and he had a real nasty response, which, by the way, he deleted all his comments, I guess yesterday at some point in time. So do you have any opinions of, do you think that 65 nanograms a deciliter of blood sugar, fasting blood sugar, is indicative of something harmful, dangerous, or to be concerned about?
I can't really speak to that because I don't have any knowledge in that area. I can say that, you know, it's within a healthy range, and even though the healthy ranges are based on averages of the population,
which is sick.
yeah, I wouldn't. I mean, the idea of a bell curve makes perfect sense. That usually exists with most things. And given your lifestyle and just your overall health, I don't think that it's a problem for you. I do know that blood sugars, fasting blood sugar, tends to be reduced in people who follow very low carbohydrate ketogenic diets for a long period of time. And part of that is because the body is relying more on ketones to supply the nervous system rather than the typically necessary blood glucose. But yes, if blood glucose does get too low, then that can cause a range of problems that are just as harmful, if not more, as having high blood glucose. I mean, if your blood sugar suddenly drops, you know, to zero, then you die.
Right.
If your blood sugar spikes up too high, you can still walk around. There's type 1 diabetics who walk around with blood glucose of 500 or higher. And, I mean, it's definitely not healthy, but it's not going to kill them instantly like too low blood sugar
right.
will.
Right.
But, you know, just given all the circumstantial evidence surrounding you, I wouldn't worry about it.
I'm not worried about it, but I just wanted another thoughtful, critical thinker's opinion, because I'm always open to learning more. I don't think I have all the answers, and I just assumed that if my blood sugar was too low for me, I would start to present some symptoms: anxiety, tremor, sweating, palpitation. These are all indicative of somebody whose blood sugar is dropping to a level that, for their particular physiology, appears to be too low. Now, in a diabetic, in a person who's type 2 diabetic, they can start to present the symptoms of hypoglycemia with blood sugar of 100 nanograms a deciliter, which some would say, well, that's crazy. But the analogy I used to give, I got a compliment from a guy named Mark Rosamini on the internet yesterday, who said that he never thought about using a glucometer as part of his bodybuilding journey until he heard a show that I did back in 2006. And that's when he bought his first glucometer and he started using it. And I've been using a glucometer for a long time because I kind of feel like it gives you a good snapshot of some things that are going on in your body. And I think that for me personally, because I've monitored my blood sugar so frequently and my A1C as well, that I just operate really well in that zone. I feel very, very good. I'm strong. I go to the gym. I have some monster training sessions. Walking into the gym with that kind of blood sugar level, surely if I was at a place where this was harmful or dangerous, I would at least precipitate some symptom that would make me go, oh, wow, this doesn't feel right. So.
Yeah, and I mean, I like the idea of keeping tabs on it with a glucometer, although, you know, I really wish that they would make a glucometer that tells you insulin at the same time.
Yes. Oh, my God. You are so right about that. Because this is meaningless without knowing how hard your pancreas is working to do that.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, that's the whole issue with diabetes, is that as the disease progresses, your blood sugar stays normal. It's only when the pancreas begins to fail and can no longer secrete extra amounts of insulin that your blood sugar begins to rise. So, I mean, that's why it's a chronic disease, is because it kind of hides, since we never check insulin. We only check blood glucose.
I used to say about the relationship with blood sugar and insulin as a diagnostic tool, that looking at glucose levels by themselves is like trying to assess how fast the car is going by measuring the space in between the gas pedal and the floorboard. It tells you nothing. It doesn't tell you anything at all, because you could be traveling up a hill at 30 miles an hour with that depression of the gas pedal, or you could be traveling down the hill down a hill at 100 miles an hour. So without looking at C-peptide, without looking at insulin and glucose at the same time, you could be hyperinsulinemic and your blood sugar looks great.
Yeah, exactly.
So anyway. Okay, so the jury is in, and that is that drinking a lot of water is not going to add to body fat loss.
Yeah, it probably won't help. I did the math, and it comes out to about 30 calories is what you would burn if you drank 1 gallon of water. And something that we didn't address real quick is that your body doesn't actually, to get this 30 calories that it needs to process the water, your body doesn't get that by increasing metabolic rate. What it does is it releases small amounts of adrenaline that constrict the blood vessels in your extremities, like your arms and legs, and this helps your body retain heat, which it then uses to heat the water up to body temperature. So you don't increase your metabolic rate, you just stop giving off as much heat. And that's what your body uses.
Okay, I need you to stay with me now. Now I need you to stay through the break, because that raises another question about drinking very, very cold water. Okay?
Okay.
So let's do this. Let's just take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more of Alex Leaf. Stay tuned.
Curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use Superhuman Curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be
be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegish.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth. It dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Taking this a little longer. I was going to let Alex go, but he said something that reminded me of something else. So, is there a difference between drinking very, very cold water and drinking water in general as it relates to energy expenditure? There was once a myth, or it was said, that drinking cold water burned more calories because your body has to heat it up. Does that
No, that's absolutely correct. Compared to drinking room temperature water, drinking ice cold water increases your energy expenditure by about 4.5% compared to the 2.5 with room temperature. And overall, drinking ice cold water does increase your energy expenditure by 5 calories roughly. So drinking a 0.5 liter of, or about 2 cups of ice cold water will increase the amount of energy that you actually expend. So it'll increase your metabolism by about 5 calories worth. Now theoretically the amount of water needed, is 17 calories. Which, you know, raises the question, okay, so what happened to the other 13 calories?
Right.
And that's where the vasoconstriction of the extremities comes into play. So, I mean, the vast majority of the energy from the cold water is met through that same mechanism that is used for water that's not as cold. It's just that the cold water requires a little extra.
It's funny that, and it makes sense, that the body sees this problem, let's say, as one of heat expenditure and deals with it from that level. So it says, hey, we got something really cold inside our gut. We need to warm it up. Let's go ahead and constrict peripheral blood vessels and pull that heat in here to warm it up, as opposed to some other mechanism that would burn calories, so to say, and increase core body temperature. I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, well, that's our survival mechanism. You know, we don't like to waste energy.
Yeah, I mean, that's really awesome. All right, so in summary, how would you like to summarize this? For those people out there who believe that drinking a gallon of water a day is going to lead to greater fat loss, what would you say to them?
I would say that they should find a new reason to drink a gallon of water if they enjoy doing it.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. Makes perfect sense to me. Alex, thanks so much for being on the show today.
Yeah, of course, Carl.
Talk to you soon.
Take care.
Also want to thank Dr. Jeff Galini. Don't forget to go to AAEFX.com, and Lean Fix is the product that he is offering to our listeners for $5 a bottle plus shipping, of course. It's normally $29 a bottle. It will help you jumpstart your body fat loss for 2016. So check that out. And, of course, send in your questions to Dr. Jeff by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Ask the Scientist banner. And who knows, send them a question and you may even get a special gift. He is like Santa these days. And we will have more Superhuman Radio for you tomorrow. And thank you for listening today.